But they're more prosperous than this man. He's always been a poor manager. He hasn't been very thrifty. I say he was a poor manager, and they just don't have as much.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you were telling me about these two people, you say this boy's.
You say this fellow's father's sorry no account.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then you could say, but next door, there's a boy
whose father has been more industrious and has been a much better manager.
Okay.
You wouldn't. In this area, you'd say a father who has been smarter.
No, smarter?
Smarter and a much better manager. You'd say he's a smart man. And when you say smart, you don't mean that he has a good intelligence. You mean that he works hard
mm-hmm.
in this area.
So he's smart to work hard.
Mm-hmm. If you work hard, you're smart. If you don't work hard, you're lazy.
You're not dumb, huh?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with intelligence when you say smart.
Okay. You know when you have those cherries on a tree and you pick one off and you bite into it or something hard? What do you call that thing that you bite
you
into?
You call it a pit,
mm-hmm.
but it's a seed, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say, how about on the inside of a peach?
The peach seed.
That's not a pit?
Never heard it called a pit. You don't grow cherries here, so I never have come in contact with fruit that has pits.
All right, have you ever had the peaches where you had to cut the seed out of it?
Yes.
What do you call those?
They used to call them pressed peaches. Now I hear them called Clinton peaches, but during my childhood, a peach that you had to that you could not, I mean a peach that you could open and the seed would come out, you could lift it out, were called clear seed. But a peach that you had to cut the flesh of the peach away from the seed, you called them pressed peaches.
Okay.
You would use a pressed peach to make pickles or to make branded peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd use clear seed for dessert and to can.
And we were talking about apples. What do you call the inside of the apple that most people throw away?
A core.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Apple core.
All right. How about
the pear? You throw the core away too.
Mm-hmm. When you cut up, I was talking about my mother's making applesauce
uh-huh.
and
mm-hmm.
stuff. When she cuts them up and freezes them.
Mm-hmm.
You call that something?
You slice them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call each of those?
Wedges.
Wedges?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever heard the word snip?
No, I've read it.
Uh-huh.
I think probably that's another Pennsylvania thing
uh-huh.
that I think must be of German origin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that schnitzel that they talk about, that must be of German origin too.
Mm-hmm. What were those, we were talking the other day about those, the crops you plant.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those little things that grow underneath the ground?
You call them peanuts. Peanuts. However, in my childhood, I heard them called gram peas,
mm-hmm.
and I've also heard them called penders.
Penders? is there any, do you distinguish between those that have shells or don't?
You say shell peanuts
mm-hmm.
and peanuts in the shell, I suppose.
Okay. What kind of tree was that you pointed to yesterday across the way, across the street?
Black walnut,
mm-hmm.
pecan,
mm-hmm.